Welcome to Sovereignty, Nationalism, and Self-Governance, where we the people proclaim and preserve, represent, and revive our nation's greatest virtues and uphold the sanctity of the divine design of our Creator and laws of this country. God and natural law is the only truth and justice we have. To be a people means to be self-governing and champion these truths for the sake of our freedom, our abundance, and for all others enslaved to tyranny. This is an awesome responsibility and one worth protecting and practicing. Unfortunately, through miseducation and the misuse of power, people have fallen under duress, and in their suffering, people become complacent. They have been deceived about many facts and facets of law and authority, including their inalienable rights and duty to this country and each other, led astray and tricked into believing they are receiving bread when it is a stone, fortune when it is slavery, and life everlasting when it is a death sentence. Thankfully, through their courage and faith, our forefathers left us an antidote. The wisdom and power to prevail comes from our birthright, our Bill of Rights, the Constitution's common law, and common sense. We the people will stand upon this foundation to free ourselves once again. We all have been duped. To be sure we don't suffer the same fate as before, we must be courageous warriors, diligent and humble, as fierce as we are benevolent, when we are the thriving beings that our Creator has intended. We will rise out of indignation and into empathy, accountability, and purity.
Down. I studied in China. There are only slaves there and the CCP. People are slaves in China. There is no middle class. Is no middle class in China, okay? It's only CCP and people who are completely oppressed. Please protect America. I hope for my future children that we can have a place to be free. Thank you.
All right, everybody, that was our welcome message in our orientation manual. I hope that that message received you well. I think you can gather here where we're heading into this manual right now for volume one. Lots of lies and deceptions, folks. I don't think that's anything new to your ears, especially those who've been following this channel or following the American States Assembly for some time now. But again, this is for anyone in the assembly who wants to get more educated on how to self-govern, or for those who are brand new, welcome. We're going to go over the guidelines for governance and the chain of authority. That's the first section here in the manual. And I'm going to go ahead and read a little opening statement to that, and we'll dive deeper. Government was created by an act of the people. Therefore, the created cannot trump the creator. Does the clay rule the potter? That's right from the common law handbook. And there will be a link in the description box below so you can get your hands on this handbook. Going further into the statement, this statement above is true for our Constitution, ordained and established by the people for the United States of America, aka the government. It is also true in regard to our Earth's creator, the master potter, and we as the clay. In the common law handbook, we are shown a basic outline and understanding of the chain of authority to which we the people must assimilate and practice to enable the governance of our deeds and in facilitating our rights. The chain of authority is as follows. God and natural law. We the people, Magna Carta, Declaration of Independence, and Constitutions, legislator, judicial administration, United States citizen. Let's dive deep, everybody. Chapter 1, Guidelines for Governance, the Chain of Authority. Section 1. To be self-governed and conscious beings, we begin with the one most absolute and supreme virtue, God and natural law. Although conscience can be cultivated through healthy spiritual practices or demonstrated through set values, by design it is the guidance from Holy Spirit, the higher consciousness, and our Creator. However, one simple and very important law that we must all abide by is to do no harm. It seems simple enough, but deception is tricky.
It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's in 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. We're going to get it done.
We ate the apple once and continued to stumble. Our forefathers, however, thought it was wise to lay the foundation upon what is common. For all three major land-based religions in the West, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, the Ten Commandments is the basis of what is common in American common law. So if you are deaf to the guidance or find yourself in the pitfalls of lawless thinking or corruptible weakness, then let the Ten Commandments be your north. What is common is also natural. It is natural to seek shelter and hunger for food. It is natural for everyone to have basic needs and the God-given right to prosper and bear fruit. What is also natural and common, written in the fabric of our tissues, is our direct relationship with nature. There is a hard lesson to define unspoken intelligence of nature that often goes unappreciated and unrealized. Interfering with this intelligence not only undermines our Creator, but shows imprudence towards our own blueprint, destroying the resources of our earth for self gain or advancement, tampering with our bodies, blood, and our wellness, disrespects the divine design and brings disease within all of us and all around us. Resources are not limited to water, air, earth, fire, minerals, oil, or animals, and so on. Many of our resources stem from relationships, our intuition, family, friends, our community, and the provenance of our country. Wisdom is passed down through generations. Genes we inherit, help we give. If we truly wish to benefit from nature's generosity and wisdom, we must first restore the relationship within ourselves and with our Creator. The great law of Haudenosaunee, Iroquois, is more than an honorable philosophy. It is a value system. It asks of each us all to be of value in deed and in substance to value others and our earth. To be ethical stewards of the earth, to leave things better than how we found them by looking 7 generations to our future with wisdom and grace and ask, is this decision sustainable to our future or will it do no harm? To put it another way, what will be left for our beneficiaries? We let our fruits perish. Have we entertained parasites and left the bride unclean? This top tier of authority may seem like mere moral opinion or up for moral negotiation. I assure you it is not. We will either behave and vibrate as our Creator intended for us or we won't. But I promise you this, once heirs and trustees of this land, we will be held responsible and accountable. Men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. William Penn. Hey folks, checking in, seeing how everyone's doing. Hope you guys are enjoying this manual, presentation, documentary, whatever you want to call it. I've been working very hard at this. It is Christmas Eve 2021, and I could not have thought of anything else that I want to be doing but gifting you all during these turbulent times this beautiful manual with a lot of our lost history. Well, some of it's lost, a lot of it we just didn't care to study in school because they kept us busy, didn't they? And they're still keeping us busy. But this is section two now. Section two, we the people. I'm going to read something from Luke chapter 12, verse 42. It is the duty of the people to stand up as faithful and wise stewards and bring the servants who think themselves masters to subjection. This is a really cool section. It's pretty short. We're going to be covering just a little bit briefly on persons and people. Just know that people are part of the lawful system of the land and soil jurisdiction, and persons are those lost at sea. Maritime law, a lot of you know what that is. Persons are subjugated to those beautiful statutes and mandates and all those stupid penal codes that our policing system has us under. But this is going to go in the detail on what our duties are on the land and soil jurisdiction as we the people. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. And here's section two. Once we have established our North Star and moral fiber, we can then start to feel good about where we stand next in authority. Government only exists by the consent of the people. The people created it, and the people have the right to change it if it fails to serve admirably. This one fundamental and powerful truth is why governments, capitalist corporations, and so on want us believing we are persons lost at sea, not people living free and abundantly. Ah, that lost at sea concept. We will dig deeper into this as we further along our journey in this manual, but for now, remember those birth certificates, I mean bondage certificates, are our slave paperwork. We have been frauded and told the greatest lie. We want to be people. We want to live on the land and soil jurisdiction. We the people are Americans, state citizens, nationals, and sovereign, living on the land and soil jurisdiction. What does this mean? This means all living people. We all have natural and unalienable rights. We all have beneficial interests in the land and its resources. We all are guaranteed a limited republic style of government. We all are protected by national trust, indentures, international treaties, and commercial agreements. We all have more civil authority on the land than the entire federal government. We all have been at peace since 1865. We all inhabit the land of our states. Example, Ohio State is inhabited by Ohioans. We are American state citizens, sovereign nationals that fly the civil flag of the United States of America. Common law is common sense. We abide by the knowledge that a crime is only a crime if there is a victim. We promise to hold ourselves and others accountable for behaviors that constitute a crime. We must look out for one another's best interest when behaviors or actions start to lead us down harmful avenues and to remind each other to do no harm. It is also our duty to resist all and any infringement of our rights from any tyrannical entities or energies. We are the law enforcement. All right, everybody, that is the end to our first part of the manual. We still have three sections left to go over in chapter one, and that will be in part two. Section three covers the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and our Constitution. Section four is going to cover our branches of government, the legislature, the judicial, and the administration. Yeah, the executive branch, that is the de facto government. That is the corporation that we are under. So we don't call it the executive branch. It is our administrative duties for the people. Remember that. And section five will cover citizenship, United States citizen versus the United States citizen. The United States citizen is in all caps, which is that corporate entity that we're going to dive more into as this manual unfolds. I hope that everyone enjoyed the theatrics. I think moving forward, I'll tone it down on that so we can get more into the education component of everything. Because that's what this manual is for education. But chapter one in the introduction obviously covers the things that you saw in this video today. So I just wanted to get everybody excited and kind of on your feet to understand, like, this is serious. This is serious. We cannot let our country fall like this. We cannot. So that's why it is important that we come together, join the American States Assembly, become a national, become an American national. I will post all the links in the description box below so you can further educate yourself on how and what to do to become an American national. And this manual will dive deep into the documents and your paperwork to pull you back to the land and soil and to get you away from that United States corporatized BS. So take care, everybody. Until next time, enjoy yourselves out there. If I don't see you before the new year, happy new year.